In just a minute, Bill introduces the Cubs chairman of rhyme, Tom Limerickets. Oh. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, the paleo diet helps people pretend that they're better than everyone else by encouraging them to eat like our ancestors by cutting out starches and grains. There's only one problem, though, as new evidence has shown what?
I am currently on that diet, so you had better tell me, Buster, what? Well, I know you don't lose weight. Or maybe it's just me. There's a flaw.
Yes, and what is that flaw?
That, I mean, maybe they did know how to go. Are you telling me I can have starches?
Well, so you could have starches because it turns out that who else likes starches?
Cavemen.
Yes, cavemen love starches and grains,
of
it turns out.
Of course they did. Everybody does. No,
well,
this diet.
Amy, this diet seems to be making you a little punchy.
Yeah,
I am irritated.
It makes you enraged. I feel like I could
like
go.
Like cave rage?
Yeah, exactly.
Cave rage. Like I could
a real
go
Neanderthal right
club
now.
Someone over the head and drag them
back
around.
To a cave.
Yeah.
So,
truly.
Did they discover like a really old Twinkie factory?
Yeah.
They discovered an
well,
old.
Well, turns out, remember that cave they found those ancient hominids in that we talked about last week? Turns out that cave was a Panera Bread. But new evidence seems to indicate that early man loved grains. They made flour and they made primitive breads when they could get it. More shockingly, some cavemen even insisted on pronouncing it croissant before being immediately clubbed to death by other cavemen.
But you know what? Every time I tell somebody I'm on this diet and like there's no alcohol, people always say things like, oh no, cavemen drank a lot of wine. Like, people are always telling me what cavemen did.
Yeah.
Like,
they did drink wine, and that was a great year, 47,000 BC. Oh, what a vintage.
Adam, the mayor of Louisville, wanted to let the world know that he was really pleased with a front page story in the local newspaper, so he tweeted out a picture. Unfortunately, he also let the world know what?
So he probably included something else in the photo.
Inadvertently. Yeah. You might want to sit down and think about this.
Oh, I see. Okay. He was in session, as they say. He was.
Who says that? Who says that?
He was, you know, taking it in his chambers, as judges say.
Oh, go on. More euphemisms.
He was, he was at repose. He was on the bog. He was on the loo.
You know, I just want you to know, Adam.
Listen,
you're
I have
right.
Learned.
Give him a bell. You're right.
Yeah.
But you could have said anything.
Yeah.
And we would have bought it. It's like, oh, in Northern Ireland,
yeah,
we
yeah.
say, you know,
sure, yeah.
he was like hunting the forest for the wild weasel.
Exactly.
You know, and we're like, okay.
Sure.
So you are the mayor of Louisville, a great city, and you see a nice positive story about one of your initiatives. And of course, you can't wait to stand up and pull up your pants to tweet it. The pic clearly shows what looks like a tile floor and the walls of a stall, plus a tattered copy of Steve Inskeep's book about Andrew Jackson. No, it's great bathroom reading. Unfortunately, because of this, the good news about Louisville's civic initiative in the tweet was quickly forgotten, and the first reply to the mayor on Twitter was from somebody with the handle at oholybutt, and the tweet was, and the tweet was, are you pooping?